Stop touching that snooze button and get ready to clock in with the best morning show on the planet.
It's okay when we're singing, we're dancing, we're playing on the field, making everybody else laugh, making everybody else millions of dollars. But as soon as we have a voice, we're punished for it.
Giving you an informative dialogue with a side of fun and laughter while cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
Look, it takes 5 minutes. Notice I'm not getting to details about what goes on in Switzerland, but those that know, you know what I'm talking about.
Get a little. And then,
do it again. Do it again.
A little.
That's it.
You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
My point is, if you're 40 or if you're still trying to push for something, it doesn't mean that it's over just because it's been delayed. Delayed doesn't mean denied.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
You gotta love black folks. We gonna make a way out. What you mean, man? All you gotta do is get
put a little oil in it.
go get the Robitussin so we can get this car fixed.
Here are your hosts, the effective communication coach, Denise Thomas, and two-time Emmy Award winner, Telly Hughes.
It is Wednesday, November the 6th. I would say good morning. I'll go ahead and say good morning. Good morning, Telly.
Good morning, DT. We said it's a good morning for some people, so good morning to you all who it's a good morning to.
We have a guest co-host in the building, Tony Smith. Good morning.
DT, good morning. Telly, good morning. What's up?
Good morning.
Ricky, what's happening?
And good morning, Ricky.
Good morning, DT.
So, here's what we're going to do, Truth Nation. And Telly and I and Ricky had a collective discussion because, first of all, we understand that for many of you, we start your day off. And we have consistently woke up every morning with the intention to do just that in a good way. Whether it's great news, not so great news, we understand the responsibility of starting your day off. And we appreciate those who tune in to the morning show consistently. We value and appreciate our listeners and our viewers. So with that being said, we're going to get into the facts. And then we're also going to get into our feelings. Because this is the Milwaukee Black Talk Radio Show. And I'm just going to say this to those who do not identify as black. This is one of those shows where you're going to have to just let us have this time. Okay. Cause we're going to say some things that are going to be very transparent and very necessary and very real, because there are an array of emotions that a lot of Americans and specifically black Americans are experiencing right now. Some may feel, hey, it's Tuesday. I've been black. This is nothing new to me. As a black person, I'm used to overcoming these types of outcomes. There are some black people who are like, yes, this is a great day for black people. I will say this before we get into the facts. Black women, rest. Please. It is time for us to rest, because we consistently put everybody else before ourselves. And then we get into this episode of being completely exhausted. And then while we're exhausted, people will say, well, there goes the angry black woman. It's like we have to smile all the time, like Madam Vice President Kamala Harris had to smile extra for the past 100 days. So before we get into the facts and the feelings, as a black woman, I have to tell all the other black women that are listening, even the young black girls that are going to school right now, get your rest. You've done enough. If you have not already heard, Donald Trump has been elected to be the 47th president of the United States of America. He is now the president-elect. And our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. How do you think ultimately President Trump won the election and Madam Vice President Kamala lost the election? And we're going to start off with some facts. So first and foremost, Telly, how are you feeling?
I am feeling, wow. I don't know. I was trying to put into words how I felt in terms of just, I mean, shocked, not shocked that he won, shocked at how he won and some of the numbers and facts that we'll get into. It is mind blowing to me. The amount of black voters that voted for Trump. It is just, and like, so here are some of the numbers. 21% of black voters in Wisconsin voted for Trump. 21% of black voters. 59% first time voters voted for Trump in Wisconsin. And 49% of voters between the ages of 18 and 29 voted for Trump. For me, those are the three demographics that I'm thinking are the ones that would not vote for him or would be undecided all the way up until the point where they would say, all right, I can't vote for him. But to hear those numbers, to me, it is just, I am feeling more shocked because leading up to yesterday, I'll be completely honest, I knew of a lot of black men that were like, man, you know, I just don't know about Kamala. I think I might vote for Trump, man. I might vote for Trump. And
apparently,
it was almost like, golly, like, I know y'all, are you serious in the terms of, I get that, yeah, you want some change and you want something different. But you've already seen what he's going to do. You've already seen that movie once. And you mean to tell me that that movie was so good, you want a part two? So that was just my take. And
let's see the sequel.
Yeah. But just shocked at those numbers. But when I went to bed last night, when I fell asleep, I woke up knowing that he was going to be the president today. So I kind of prepared
Tony.
Myself.
Yeah.
Tony, how are you?
Yeah, I woke up in the middle of the night right when they were kind of announcing it, and probably about 5 minutes before he walked out on stage and started blabbing, saying a bunch of nothing. But, man, I was in disbelief. I mean, I didn't really know. To be honest with you, I probably would have been surprised at Kamala won, too. Probably wouldn't have been, I would have been surprised either way. I didn't really know who was going to win. I didn't know what was going on. There's so much chaos in the whole political scene. Like, I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know who was up. Like Telly was saying, the numbers, obviously, I wasn't looking at numbers like that. But when you think of certain demographics of people and like who would vote for Trump and who wouldn't, like those groups he mentioned, I was the same way. I'm like, there's no way that group's voting for him.
Yeah.
He's not getting that vote. Especially with all the stuff that he says, and a lot of times he doesn't say anything. He's just up there just rambling about nothing. He's talking about Arnold Palmer and coming out of the shower. So it's just weird that what people think. That's why I posted on my Facebook something about, like, I'm like, what do y'all think is going to happen? What do you think Trump is going to do? Whether you like him or you don't like him, what is it that you think he's going to do? I just want to see what people are thinking that he's going to do for them.
Yeah.
That's the part that
we're
going to
get into that
me.
Because one of the most important subject matters as it relates to President-elect Donald Trump is how the world is reacting to Trump's election win. And there have been world leaders that actually are congratulating or have sent their messages through X or other social media platforms congratulating him. And, you know, Telly, one of the things that I was very vocal about during this election was national security. and how the world leaders would receive whomever won. And so we will get into that because the president of Ukraine, the prime minister of Israel, the prime minister of India, the president of France, the prime minister of Japan, the prime minister of Canada, and the president of Turkey have all released congratulatory statements to President-elect Donald Trump. And the president of Turkey, by the way, his message was, quote, "I congratulate my friend Donald Trump, who was elected U.S. president once again after a big fight in the presidential elections in the United States of America. In this new era that will start with the choice of the American people, I hope for Turkish-American ties to strengthen for regional and global crisis and wars, primarily the Palestine issue and the Russia-Ukraine war to end. I believe more effort will be exerted for a fair world." And that, again, came from Tayyip Erdogan, who is president of Turkey. So the world is already, world leaders are already sending out their congratulations messages now. Telly and Tony, let me be clear. We heard from about 7 world leaders. There's a whole lot of other leaders that have yet to come out with their congratulations. But I will be very curious to see in particular how NATO responds. Because, you know, when Trump was in office the first time, there's a lot of disagreements, I'll say, between Trump and the NATO organization. So back to the U.S. Our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. How did we get here? And what do we need to do now as a community? On our Truth Talking text line, Marcus says, "The people have spoken and we have to accept the results. But she really should have addressed her supporters. That was wrong." Marcus, you spelled accept wrong. It's not accept, it's accept. A-C-C-E-P-T. Let's start with grammar first. Accept means exception. Accept in the context you're using is A-C-E-P, or excuse me, accept. I told you, Telly, I'm not doing this today.
Yeah.
Thomasina. Time to stack up, stock up, and pray. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. I am having a delightful morning this morning. I think it was fair. I think that he won fair and square. I really don't understand why people are this morning. We've been under racist presidents, if that's what y'all want to call him, before, a.k.a.
Pat, let me stop you right there. Telly and I have never called him racist president, okay? So just,
I
hear
people.
You, but
I'm
that's,
not talking to you.
Oh, okay.
I never
right.
heard you say it, but I'm talking about people who have called in and said it. Also, I think where the Democratic Party went wrong was thinking that all we wanted to do was party hardy and not get to any subject matters, like none of our cares, none of our grievances were addressed with Kamala. Every time I looked around, they had a Beyonce, a J-Lo, all these people in front of us that are said to be into a sex ring where our children are going missing. Children are missing at the border. Why are we so upset because she didn't say enough and didn't do enough for us? What do we think Donald Trump is going to do? The same thing she was going to do. Probably nothing. But at least he had enough sense to say something. So I'm excited about what's going on. I look forward to the future. I don't depend on men. I depend on y'all. So y'all have a great day.
All right, you too. Thank you, Pat.
Yeah.
Appreciate you sharing your feelings. Again, our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017.
Yeah. No, I think that we're going to have a bunch of different reactions, and like we started off the show, it is a good morning for some people, and And, you know, Pat has spoken, and that's how she feels. But it's still, like she said, it's not like we as black people haven't had to deal with things in the past. But I also think that just because you know how to deal with something doesn't mean that you want to deal with it. But it should be, you know, a time to turn the page and try to look at the future with optimism. I mean, I know it doesn't feel that way right now, but I mean, look, we don't have a choice now.
Well, here's the thing. He is the president elect. But to Pat's point, which is very similar to what my mother said, you know, depending on if you even believe in a higher power. And I think you had mentioned this too, Telly. Steve Harvey had brought this up on his show. Black people are not new to this.
No.
We're not new to having leaders elected that could have very little regard or even relatability to black people. But yet a number of us voted for him. So we come back. Where did Madam Vice President's campaign go wrong from your lens? Where did Madam Vice President Harris's campaign go wrong? When we come back, I'm going to give you my thoughts. Definitely want to hear from Tony and Telly. What do y'all think? What do you think, Truth Nation? What do you think is the reason why Madam Vice President, her campaign was not successful? We've got a lot of callers calling in as well. We want to know how you feel. 833-212-1017. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Oh, yeah. I get around. Welcome back to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We have our guest co-host Tony Smith in the building, and we all have been just trying to process the results of the election as Donald J. Trump has been elected the 47th president of the United States. And we have yet to hear from Madam Vice President Kamala Harris in any sort of concession speech, but I'm sure that will be coming soon. Let's go back to our talk lines. James, you are on Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. And Tony, good morning. What's your question or comment?
Hey, my comment is that it fell exactly how I figured it fall. You know, she said or did nothing that was appealing to the black voter, especially the male like myself, and it fell the way it fell. You know, you don't set up concerts and bands and party on the stage and try to get my vote or other intelligent black men votes the way she did. You know, you got DJ booths set up in the inner city throughout the city of Milwaukee. You hit the suburbs, and they was walking in, take care of business. They party in the day, but they walked in and took care of business. So it fell the way it fell, and the best man won. She should have been more serious about her game.
James, real quick before we let you go. So was it something that she did wrong, or is it something that Trump did right? Because people keep saying that she didn't appeal to this, that, and the other. So does that mean that Trump appealed more to you?
They neither one did. But if you look at how they had the game plan laid out, he was on point. He dotted his I's and crossed his T's and did what he had to do. Our people or her stage, you know, that was way out of pocket. You know, insulted the voter with Cardi B's and all these singers had nothing to do with nothing. So it is how it is, land how it land, and you guys, we all have to accept the way it is. I voted the right way myself with my conscience and how I felt. So have a good day.
All right. You too. Thank you, James.
Do you know how hard it is? No, I'm serious. Do you know how hard it is for black women who have built y'all up. Literally built y'all up. We gave you life. Every time something happens to a black man, and when we witness black men getting brutalized by racist white police officers, who's the person they cried out to? Mamba. Every time a black man needs something, immediately, y'all come to us to fix it. Yeah, you may have your other girlfriends that give you that, you got it, babe, I'm so proud of you. But when y'all needed something consistently, I can't tell you how many black men I didn't build. And to hear a black... I don't know if I'm going to make it through this show today. I'm just being completely transparent. It may be... I'm going to give it probably about another 30 minutes because I knew this would happen. I knew this would happen. I cannot believe I am hearing black men on a black talk radio show that they would rather choose. Like, it should have been no question. The Hispanics and the Latinos... Who do you think they voted for? Kamala. Good morning, Nate. You're live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment? Unbelievable.
I'm on your side all the way. And you know, you said something wrong just there. The Latinos, they voted for Trump too. I just heard that this morning. I watched it all night long. But the young black people and young black women calling in talking about Trump this and Trump that. Let me tell your young people something. He just passed that immunity law. You're going to be the first people that the police going to be knocking upside the head. And another thing, I'm a veteran, and he called me a sucker and a loser. I got a list of things I can say, but my blood pressure is like yours, is DT. But you check them for me, baby. You take care of yourself.
Thank you, Dan. Appreciate you, brother. And by the way, we may have two different sources of information because I know in today's age, but according to ABC News, the majority of Hispanic and Latino voters voted for Kamala Harris. But again, I know there's different sources, but that was my source of information.
Yeah, I heard one last night,
all right,
too.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was a majority, but there was a large percentage that still voted for him out of the Latino community. It was larger than you would think after,
But Tony, here's my thing. I just cannot believe, and I'm holding back tears. I cannot believe that black men are calling into the show. If you voted for Trump, that is your right. That is your business. You calling into a black talk radio show with a black woman that is the co-host and telling us everything that Kamala did wrong. Last time I checked, everything that you criticized Kamala Harris for doing, Trump did the same thing. He had campaigns. He had performing artists. And quite frankly, yes, DJs were at our communities because we are a community that resonates with DJs. It's a part of our culture. So you're going to persecute her and not give her your vote? I'd rather black men, if y'all going to call in with this foolishness, I'd rather you just say, I don't like black women. I love it when y'all do cooking clean and build me up and take care of my kids and, you know, make sure that you got my resume done and got me prepared for the interview. And then when I, like Kanye said, and then I go to a white girl, I'd rather you just say that. Keep it 100. But you're not going to sit up here with me on this show and tell the world that the reason why you didn't vote for Kamala is because she had DJs at her at the voting booths. And first of all, that wasn't even driven by Harris. So just say you don't like black women. Just keep it 100.
That is just so far-fetched.
Sick of this,
man. It is so
black women don't do nothing for nobody today. Don't do a doggone thing for nobody today. Sit your butt down.
Because here you go. You have someone who sold gold sneakers.
Trading cards of himself.
And trading cards of like, and mugshots, t-shirts of his mugshot.
Get your Donald Trump trading cards.
All right, let's, because we got 20,000 people on the phone here, and I'm really praying.
Let's go to.
All right, Martin.
Yeah, Martin.
Thank you, Kyle. I appreciate your support. Our director of content just texted me, because I'm just like, whew, if I can get through this show, I can do anything in life. All right, I don't want to skip anybody. I think we got, is it Dan or Martin?
No, it's Who's Martin. Next? Martin's on right now.
Good morning, Martin. You're live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Good morning, fam. I have a dream that one day these Negroes will wake up. See, that man that called in, he an undercover racist. He hate his own people and he hate himself. Ain't no way you gonna vote for the enemy. after all what was done to us in our life. See, what they don't understand, this fight has just got harder. These 4 years are going to be hell for a lot of people. It's already hell right now. But what that shows, Martin, is that it's a lot of racist people in this country. It's a lot of hate in this country. It's a lot of misunderstandings in this country. And you black men, you felonious black men, don't call in if you're from the house. Don't call in at all. Because you disrespecting me. You disrespecting Tory. You disrespecting Kelly. You disrespecting every black man in Milwaukee that's about that. And you black women rest today.
Thank you. Please say that louder, brother. Please say that louder. Don't do nothing, black women, today.
Don't do nothing, black women. I lost my black mama, my black woman, at 11 years old. At 11 years old, I lost my mama. So I ain't have nothing to turn to but the community and my strength and my black women that's in this community. So, brothers, we got a band together. This shows us how much work we got to do. We got to hit the ground with everything, boots, back, arms, everything. We got to hit the ground and we got to keep running. But we got to run with a purpose. We got to run with a purpose. And we got to stay woke, not vogue. I love y'all.
Love you too, Martin. We got to take a break. We got plenty of callers. We see you, callers. If you had to drop off, you can call back in. We come back, we're going to go straight to you. This is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly, guest co-host Tony Smith in the building. And again, callers, we see you. We're going to come right to you. We come back. Stay locked in.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Thank you very much. Wow.
If you're just tuning in, President Donald Trump, former President Donald Trump, will be the 47th president of the United States. He officially is now president-elect.
And the Donald oldest Trump, one ever. Old butt.
78 years old. The national election results show that not only is he projected to win as president-elect, the House and Senate now has been, the Republicans have gained control now of both the House and the Senate. So this is going to be a very interesting 4 years. Let's go to our Truth Talking text line, which is 833-212-1017. We have a lot of people that we need to hear from. So let's go. The caller, thank you for your patience. You're live with DT, Telly, and Tony. What is your question or comment?
Thank you for your patience, my sister, my queen. There's a whole lot of men who are not cowards who will follow a coward who backed out of his opportunity to serve this country when the Vietnam War was going on, and a lot of those people are the people I describe when I call and say, have said a few times, there was not one black woman who probably ran out to the slave ships when they arrived in West Africa, but black men who got us in this position, well, cowards, but black men who helped us survive along with strong black women like you who support and who inspire not only us but our children. So that's my verbal hug to you. James is a liar because DJ Brother Z was on Tory Lowe's show and there were 100 DJs all across the state. So it wasn't just the black community where these DJs were. And God forbid that James has a daughter who is ever violated by some creep who follows Donald Trump and believes you can touch women when you want to and needs to have an abortion or has a miscarriage. And her life is in danger. God forbid that. God forbid that James is ever pulled over when he's driving in one of these rural areas that I'm sure he loves because he definitely hates our community. So I just want you to make it through this show, and that's my verbal hug to you. And Vice President Harris ran probably the best campaign in history, particularly due to the fact of the short amount of time she had. I'm proud of her. I'm proud of you. God bless Telly for being there with you. T. Smith, shouts out, my brother.
Thank you. Thank you, the caller.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, the caller.
Love y'all.
Love you back. I think, did we lose James? We lost James. Okay. Paul, good morning. Thank you for your patience. You are live with DT, Telly, and Tony. What is your question or comment? Paul, are you there?
Yes, I am. Oh, I'm hello?
Yeah,
hello?
You're good now.
Yeah, good.
You're good.
You're good.
Okay, all right. Grand Rising, DT, and Telly. I just had a couple of comments. I'm literally hurt about this. I am truly hurt. DT, I wanted to tell you, you are truly, truly, truly validated in the way you feel right now. You are a beautiful queen. You keep doing you. you keep doing you. And I am simply shocked and amazed. God help us all. God help us all after all of this. I tell you, because... That's pretty much all I can say. I'm kind of like at a loss for words. I'm just really at a loss for words,
Paul.
And I just wanted to call in and say, you know what? I'm telling you, you get a verbal hug. I mean, a virtual hug from me or anything like that. You know what I'm saying?
I receive it. I feel the hug.
Telly,
I love it. Thank you,
Telly. Man, I'm telling y'all, man. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Y'all just keep doing what y'all doing. Y'all just keep doing what y'all doing. Y'all bless us every morning with great spirit, great news, things like that. And but today, ooh, oh my goodness, God help us all. God help us all.
Yeah.
That's all I gotta say.
Yeah.
I thank y'all for taking my call this morning.
Appreciate it, Paul. Appreciate it, Paul. Appreciate you calling. Appreciate you listening. And yeah, let's and DT received her hug, her virtual hug. I received my virtual pound. I'll take a fist pound.
You don't want a hug?
Ron from the South Side. You are on Truth Be Told with DT, Telly, and Tony. Good morning.
Thanks for taking my call. You know, I love the fact that people are calling in and trying to talk like, you know, they didn't get undecided and they didn't know who they voted for. You don't vote for your white master. You don't vote for the troll, Donald Trump. Kamala and her campaign overturned every stone. They laid out policies. You pretend you didn't hear anything from her. You kept raising the bar for her. You kept putting red tape in front of her. But Donald Trump just walked right on in. So I hope you're going to be happy with what he's going to unleash upon your black community. And you think that Kamala lost his race, but your black son and your black daughters and nephews and nieces, they may lose their black life, because total immunity from the police, that's a real thing. And this economy that you think is all bad, just wait till he start messing up with them tariffs. You thinking that it's expensive now? Wait till he get done with his revenge list, then he's going to come for you. So, yeah, take that. And DT, keep your head up, baby.
Yes, baby. Thank you, love. I appreciate you, brother. Thank you. Love you back. Callie, good morning. You are live with DT and Telly. Thank you so much for your patience. And Tony Smith, what is your question or comment?
Good morning to you all. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. First, DT, I'm with you, Queen. I understand your pain. I get it. I voted for Kamala. Simply because, and I'm going to just be honest, simply because she was a woman. And I felt like a woman could run this country just as good as any man could.
Damn straight. Damn straight.
I'm frustrated. I'm angry. This country continuously, instead of progressing, they regress. It shows its true colors. People that sit here and say that racism is dead, it's not. The way this man ran this country the first time, his first 4 years, we had some of the worst civil unrest in this country that we hadn't seen since the 50s and the 60s under his presidency. Not to mention, we got plunged into a pandemic as well, but people tend to forget these things. Not only that, we had a insurrection on January 6th that people tend to forget about as well. I feel bad for this country. I feel like, especially black women, there's a lot of black men that voted for this man, and the black men that voted for this man, y'all really sound and look real silly. You look like Bozo the Clown this morning. And the dude that came on earlier, DT, I apologize on behalf of that man, even though he will not do that. I apologize to you for that. I can't believe he came on and said what he said with that awfully bad morning breath. But y'all have a good morning. And DT, I love you to death. I love you, Queen.
I love you too, brother. Thank you so much. I love you back, and thank you for that. Not the morning breath coming through the airwaves, Telly. He said he smelt the dragon through the airwaves.
Fire!
Bump, bump, bump. All right, we got to keep this going, and we are loving the because we want to hear from you. We want to understand how you feel, so let's keep this going on our Truth Talking text line. I believe, is it Paul who's next?
My name is Paul. Okay. Between y'all. He left me.
Well, I guarantee you this is going to be an interesting caller. Al, good morning. You are live with DT, Telly, and Tony. What is your question or comment?
Well, one first thing I'm going to say is I'm still down for the black woman, okay, because I'm a product of one. So the fight ain't over yet. We still got hell left of it left. We got here through self-hate, the slave mentality, and the hatred of women. But I still embrace black women because they always been the lioness of the nest. We still got fight and hell left within us. For you, Pat, I don't know who Yegi is, nor do I care. Just come out and say you want the power of the white men and the white skin, but it's mighty funny, Ye ain't did nothing for you neither. And if you do payment arrangements, he don't pay no bills. We're going to just have to get down and just, you know, stay focused on how we are. And when it comes to the police, we're not going to get upset. Go back to your First Testament, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, because you are not going to be the final say of my loved one. And from here, DT and Telly, I want to thank you, but I'm going to tell you like this. I keep fading on both shoulders. I'm not a fan of Jesus, but I'm going to get on that. I'm going to get on that voodoo, that witchcraft, because Satan always know how to come through. And I keep him on both my shoulders. So that's for you, Pat. You got Yay. I got that shot, baby. And I want everybody to have a good day. Goodbye.
All right. Thank you so much, Al. We appreciate your call, as always. We got to take one more call before we go to break. But please keep calling in, because we come back. Where did Madam Vice President's campaign go wrong to where the country... registered American voters have spoken and that have elected the 47th president of the United States to be former President Donald Trump. Robert, thank you for your patience. We got to be quick. Thank you for your, again, for your patience. You're live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment? Are you there, Robert?
Hello?
Yes. Good morning.
Oh, okay. Got my name wrong, but okay. I'll take it. Good morning. I'll make it quick. So first and foremost, I like to say, hey, everything is going to be all right. Got to keep God first in this and keep our heads up. Our people have been through worse times. Definitely have been through worse times. But the one thing that I do want to say, Kamala didn't do anything wrong. She did not do anything wrong. Democrats went wrong when there was no preparation. Trump did his campaigning for 4 years. 4 years. They gave Kamala 90 days. 90 days. And for 90 days, that was a great run. It was a great run. But that wasn't fair. And that's typically how it's gone for black folks in America, where you have to start off farther back than everybody else. It's not fair. It's not right. So we got to put the blame somewhere. Put it on our party. Put it on the Democratic Party for not properly planning this out.
Brother, what is your name? What is your actual name? I want to make sure I pronounce your name correctly.
It's Paul.
Paul. Okay. Sorry about that. I mispronounced your name. It's Paul.
No, it's cool. It's cool.
But Paul, thank you. Thank you for sharing your thoughts. We have to take a break, but if you want to call back, feel free to, because I hate to interject. We just got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to hear more from you. Our Truth Talking text line is blowing up, literally. Keep calling 833-212-1017. We just want to ask you for your patience today, because DJ Ricky is doing a lot at the same time. So just bear with us. We'll definitely get to your call. We've got guest co-host Tony Smith in the building. This is the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Well, Truth Nation, here we are. Former President Donald Trump will be officially inaugurated on January, I believe it's 16th or 19th. It's one of those days, 2025. But let's get back to the Truth Talking text line. We're obviously talking about the results and our reactions to the general election yesterday. So let's just get right to it, because our Truth Talking text line is blowing up. Here we go. Dan, good morning. You're live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Hey, what's happening, y'all? Good morning. My girls are in the car. They want to tell you good morning, but they already gone to school. But they tell me to make sure to tell you
morning,
good morning.
Babies. Good morning.
I know it's been a while since I called, man, but baloney. It has been today in the world. It has been baloney. And, you know, I'm gonna quote something for on that Dr. Dre the Chronic album when they had that skit up when he told you, if you ain't trying to protect these young kids, man, these little boys and these little girls, dog, you need to step out the way and let us real people get in there, man, and make something happen, dog. We gotta stick together. Yeah, man. Like it's real out here. If you ain't stacking your bread and you ain't making these moves, bro, you will get lost in the sauce. Kamala ain't do nothing wrong. Only thing that happened was that, you know, hey, like Trump said, he led an uneducated. He called y'all dumb to y'all face, and y'all sat there and smiled and went along with it and everything. So you get what you get. He led an uneducated. Like I keep saying, reading is fundamental. That's it.
Thank you so much. We appreciate your call, Dan. Brian, thank you for holding. You are live with DT, Telly, and Tony Smith. What is your question or comment?
How y'all doing? Love your show. I'm going to say a few things. First of all, you can't blame conservative black men for sticking to their Scarface mentality. That ain't going to change. That testosterone in us black men is not going to change. On the flip side of that, back in 2009, there was a television show on the air by Jesse Ventura called True Lies. That episode predicted the pandemic. There was a video of Kanye West and Jay-Z in 2011 that described the pandemic that we went through to a T. So the pandemic, you can't say that Trump caused the pandemic or had anything to do with that, whatever the you know what that was. So a lot of things that happen presently and in the future have already been foreshadowed. However, if we want to complain so much about Trump winning, we need to blame ourselves. Cause for one, we don't have the population. We don't have the numbers. Number two, Kamala can run again in 4 years. So there's a lot of things, a lot of factors out here that went into that her winning. She ran a perfect race. I'm a staunch conservative, and I voted for Kamala because at the time, I thought Trump was trying to tank the race. Number two, she ran a brilliant race. She had a short time, but she ran a brilliant race. But what we should have looked at is the odds makers in Las Vegas. Who were they predicting to win? A lot of times when everybody thinks somebody's going to win, the odds makers bet against you so they can clean up in Las Vegas. So it just wasn't her time in this particular time in history. But she's got four more years, and she'll be back in 4 years. So don't blame the brothers, because we're far from being house you know what.
Brian, with all due respect, I can blame whoever I want to blame. I can feel however I want to feel. And at this moment, I hope, Brian, that you understand the last thing that anybody needs to hear from anybody else is don't do this, don't do that, you shouldn't do this. Let people have their truth. Their truth is valid. It may not be in alignment with your truth, but Brian, you have habitually, from your lens, from your perspective, which I respect, but when you tell others that disagree with you that they can't do something, that is combative. And so I ask, as you continue to express why you voted and how you voted and the rationalization, that's fine. But you don't get to tell me what I can and cannot do. It's very combative. It's a trigger, and it's not healthy. So thank you for your call. Have a great day. Well, I'm giving you some free coaching. It's not healthy when you tell people you can't do this or you shouldn't feel this way. It's their truth. It may not be your truth. I'm not taking it personal. I'm just giving you some considerations that when you are speaking your opinion, especially right now, because here's the thing, Brian, how you say things, because right now there are a lot of people that are very hurt and disappointed and upset. You won. You got the outcome that you wanted, or maybe not, but just be considerate of how you engage with conversations that with people who don't agree with you. Because this right now is a time where we're already divided and people are very emotional right now, whether they admit it or not. And you coming at people like, don't say this, it ain't right. That's all I'm saying.
And don't
we come back from
lips.
Break. I'm sorry?
And don't smack his lips while he's talking.
Man. Blake, we see you. We're going to come to you as soon as we come back from break. Also, in our second hour, we've got a great announcement. Telly, I know you're excited about this conversation coming up at 8:15. We're going to make it through this day, y'all.
Yes.
Whether you voted for Trump or whether you voted for Madam Vice President Kamala Harris, we are going to get through this because, as we all know as Black folks, we are not new to adversity. Let's continue to talk about how we feel. What is your reaction to former President Donald Trump being the president-elect? And where did Madam Vice President Harris' campaign go wrong? We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.